Would you like to know how this radio broadcast started 17 years ago? Well, that's part of my story today. Colin Cook here, and how it happens. It's a surprising story. It has an interesting, ironic twist to it. So I hope you'll stay tuned. Now, this is a broadcast, How It Happens, on the grace of God, on the mercy of God, how God in Christ has rescued the human race, and all who believe it will be in that kingdom. Now, as we learn the gospel and train our faith, we find ourselves breaking through so many of the struggles that have held us down over the years. So stay tuned as I share my story. But it was not only clinging by faith to Christ that kept me going. It was circumstances that were brought into my life during those years. During the years after the separation and the divorce, the Lord brought into my life several people that I was obliged to help. I just could not say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that anymore. One was a young man, whose experience was so stunning to me. I have never in my life heard of such physical, sexual, emotional, and spiritual abuse as I heard in this young man. It was a wonder he was alive. It was a wonder he was sane. And I spent hours every day, now listen to me, hours every day for the next several years working with this young man. I wondered why the Lord had brought him into my life. Why couldn't someone else have done it? I'm quite sure there are plenty of others who could have done it. But the Lord chose to bring that young man into my life to introduce the gospel to him, to introduce grace in suffering, to introduce healing of wounds through the power of Christ's grace and forgiveness, through confronting his abuser, as he did on a number of occasions. And I saw amazing grace develop in that young man. He is, as far as I know, well and productive today. But I thought to myself, why, God, would you use me, such a broken-down sinner, and yet a sinner who knew about how Jesus was able to receive a broken man and bring him under his merciful umbrella? And there were two other men who, from that time to this, I have been able to help, through your help, to bring out of fatherlessness, that is, to be adopted as to be adopted into a new spiritual relationship with a father, to bring out of fatherlessness and poverty. And they today are on the edge of a productivity and a usefulness of the towards the world that they would never have known if the Lord had not introduce them into my life. How can that be, that God would use broken-down sinners, a broken-down sinner like me, to help someone else? Well, that's His grace. He uses the broken to help the broken. He uses the broken who receive grace to help those who are broken to receive grace. But there was another incident, and well, more than an incident, the amazing way in which this broadcast started. I want to tell you this story. It's quite ironic in a way. I had produced, prior to the loss of my counseling ministry, a tape series, an audio tape series called Christians, Lust, and Freedom. Don't ask me for that today because it's not available, but I will be reproducing it in the future. Christians, Lust, and Freedom. A certain man called me maybe once every month or two to ask for a copy of Christians, Lust, and Freedom, a 12-cassette album at that time. And I sent it out to him, and I thought, goodness, he must know quite a few people who have these struggles. And so I would send them out to him. And one day, when I was fundraising, as I periodically do through the by telephone, I called this man and a number of others and said, I've got my fundraising hat on, and I wonder if you'd like to donate $50 this month to help the ministry to keep going. He said, sure, Colin, yes, I can. And he said, but could I make it $500? Well, that's not an unusual question you get when you're fundraising. I said, you certainly can. And he sent $500. The next month, he called me and said, Colin, you know, I think I could make this donation $1,000. And so he sent $1,000 each month. And then a little later, this man said, you know, I think I could make this $2,000. And so this man started to donate $2,000 per month, i.e. $24,000 a year. Now, hold that thought. At the same time, I was counseling a man who was working in Christian radio. And I said to him, you know, I've often thought about broadcasting myself and this Christian message, the message of God's grace. How does it work? I had no clue. And he explained how it works. You rent the airspace, and he suggested the name of someone I go to see in regard to broadcasting on their radio station on KLT. And so the manager, Mike Treem, he's still there today, told me what an hour's program cost. And I can't remember exactly the cost, but I think it was around $24,000 to $26,000 a year. Well, I was quite startled by that because, and I had had no clue prior to this how much radio broadcasting cost, but I was startled by it because that was the amount this strange man was sending every month, $2,000 a month. That would amount to about the same amount of money for the rent for the radio broadcast, 1 hour per day. It was 1 hour per day in those days. I did 1 hour of teaching, and I did 1 hour of question times. Question time, I know that you would love to have that back again, but it's too much for most people to handle, especially energy-wise as well as cost. And the program later on reduced to half an hour and then to 15 minutes as it is today. But sometime in the future, it will go back to a half hour. I want to promise you that, and I have promised you that. So I signed a contract with KLT for a year's programs, roughly around $24,000 to $26,000 a year. Now, it amazed me when I learned how and why this man could send $2,000 a month. I later learned that the man was a Roman Catholic priest, and he was a chaplain in one of the branches of the United States military. And each Sunday he would give Mass to 5,000 men. And of course they'd all put a donation in the offering plate. Well, he had no clue what to do with this load of money that kept coming in, and he was thinking about various projects that he could direct it to, and then he thought about Faith Quest Perspectives. And that is where he started to donate $2,000 per month from Roman Catholic donations during Mass to this large group of military men. That's where he started donating the money. So can you imagine? This radio program started as a result of a Roman Catholic priest and started as a result of 5,000 men who wanted to donate something to the service of the Lord. I have never ceased to be struck by the meaning of that. Here was I, Colin Cook, broken, wounded, a failure, having lost a ministry, a marriage, and a counseling ministry, and the Lord put within my hands the means by which to broadcast this radio message to you. I am awed by that fact, awed that God uses sinners to proclaim His word. Yes, sinners who have known the grace of Jesus and know the grace of Jesus. Yes, sinners who are learning day by day to walk better and more faithfully with God, but sinners nonetheless. He does not use perfect people, and He can use you also. Ironically, that $2,000 per month came only for 1 year. I got the word from this man one day, and he said, Colin, I am so sorry, I cannot continue this $2,000 a month donation. He said, you see, I'm a Roman Catholic priest, and I'm a chaplain, and that's where the money came in from, but I have just been appointed to a new post, and I will not be a chaplain anymore. He said, I will certainly recommend your ministry to the new chaplain that comes along, and he did, but that new chaplain did not have the same sympathies. So I felt myself suddenly floundering, having a contract signed with KLT, but no money to keep it going. But that is where we reduced the program to a half hour, and you, dear people, you kicked in with your support. The listeners kicked in with their support. And so that's how it worked. And I believe from these stories and these accounts, the way God led me, that God was still working with this sinner, Colin Cook, still working to use him as an instrument to proclaiming his grace and what grace is like for fallen men and women, what grace is like for failed women, men and women, how God has mercy upon us all, how he lifts us into his kingdom, even while we are yet enemies, reconciling us to himself, as Romans 5 verse 10 says, even while we are enemies, declaring us justified, that is, innocent, even while we are ungodly, that's Romans 4 verse 5. And that is why I stay with this message and keep going with it, not only because it was grace applied to me, but also because God showed me how he used men and women who are broken to spread a message to other people. So let not your voice be silent just because you have troubles of your own, but let your voice speak out about the mercy God has shown towards you. Now, I'm about to share a bit of information with you that I don't understand much about myself. It's about the technology we use to broadcast this radio show to you. 15 years, that's the age of the computer that I'm broadcasting to you on. And I've been warned by two of my tech friends that the computer is likely to crash any time unless I get a new one. Now, Tim in England, who is our international director of FaithQuest UK, and also doubling up as the technical director, he and I have come to an arrangement. He's going to get a new computer in England, and he's going to start loading the software in it. He has done all the fundraising for the computer and the software, and I am to do the fundraising to get him over here to bring that computer sometime in the new year when the fares are a bit cheaper, so that he can load it and do all the tweaking necessary to have it ready for me. The cost of an all-round trip ticket is $1,200, approximately anyway, when the fares are cheap, not during the Christmas season, but after Christmas into the new year. I wonder if there's anyone out there who could urgently take care of that amount. I hope that this fundraiser will not deplete the appeal or the response to the appeal for general Christmas funds and donations, end-of-year donations. So if you could think of it on top of anything you normally would plan to send, it would be most appreciated. Right now, Tim has advised me to get a passport external drive so that a lot of the material that is already in the archives of this old computer are on that external drive, and that's what we do at present, so you can see the urgency. Send your donation, if you will, to FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. I'll see you next time. Cheerio and God bless.